everybody.
Yeah, just a change from yesterday. Just not have the same routine. Let the guys come in here and work. And I wanted to be warm at the end of the practice to talk to you guys.
Just looking at the season, you know, first half 8-0, second half 5-3. What was the difference between, in your mind, those two halves?
Well, we played a lot more efficiently in the first half of the season, and I think the end of the season we didn't have the type of focus that we needed to have in a couple of ball games. I think that was the difference.
And what would you say a couple of things that you really need to work on as the playoffs come up next week?
Well, I think it's very important for us to work on fundamentals, and that's what we're trying to do today. We spend a lot of time in individual periods during practice with a focus on the defensive side, working on tackling and pass to the ball and pursuit angles. On the offensive side, it's about blocking in the run game and protecting the quarterback, and then working on the timing of our passing game.
Is it easier to get that focus back for the coming game?
Oh, much, yes, much. You know, these guys are very focused, and I think we've prepared every week well. We haven't always gone out and executed like we're capable of doing.
Because of the limited amount of times you can have pads on during the regular season, have you decided how many more times you're going to put the pads on the guys?
We're going to stay right now with the routine that we've been going through for the last 8 or 9 weeks. We can now, by rules in the postseason, practice in pads. Our guys have done a very nice job practicing without pads, so that's the way we're going to progress for the rest of the season.
I guess there's no sense in pushing any of your injured guys back yet.
Absolutely. This is the bye week. We want to be as healthy as we can possibly be. This is very much similar to training camp. Our number one goal is to have the healthiest possible team at the opening of the season, and you want to have the healthiest possible team in the opening of the playoffs. And we've got some guys that have some bumps and bruises that have gone through a 16-game regular season that need some rest, and we're going to make sure that they're going to be as healthy as possible. Again, it's not, I'm not going to talk about other teams' coaching searches. It's not, it's not appropriate to me. As I stated yesterday and the day before, we've got a number of guys on our staff that I think are very capable of being head coaches and will be head coaches, I believe, in the NFL. I think we've got the best staff in all of football.
Coach, how are you keeping the guys from peaking too soon?
Well, I think it's, as you know, Ovi, it's a sequencing that you go through. And, this week it's important for us to get back to fundamentals. And we're not concerning ourselves with anything but Falcons on Falcons, working against ourselves. We've got to get better in a lot of areas. And we'll start our focus as a team next week on our opponent once we find out who it is. We're not going to concern ourselves right now with who we're playing. We know when we're playing, but we don't know who. So the coaches are going through the game plan process. The players are working on fundamentals.
Were you happy to see that Sunday 1 o'clock time when it came out?
Well, I'm a creature of habit, and you play more at 1 o'clock than the other times. Again, when you get to this point, you'll play whenever. If they tell you that you want to play at 3:30 in the morning, we'll play at 3:30 in the morning. We're just excited and about being in the tournament. That's what everybody aspires to, where they aspire to be at the end of the season.
Coach, when you've got a couple of guys like Todd McClure, Mike Peterson, Tony Gonzalez, guys who are near the end of their careers, do you expect the team to draw any extra inspiration from guys like that?
Well, I think they can draw on their experiences. Those guys are very, very experienced, not only in the regular season, but in the postseason. And as I said many times, the older guys on our football team are mentors, and they're mentors to these young guys. So I believe we will draw on their experiences because they're an important part of the makeup of our football team.
How much does the game plan that you're installing for next week change based on the opponent?
Well, it's going to be specific to each, to the opponent that we're playing. There are some similarities with the teams some of it on the offense, certain teams on the offensive side, other teams on the defensive side. So as a coaching staff, we're taking each day, as I said yesterday, taking each day and emphasizing and focusing our work on one of those three teams.
When it comes to the run defense and some of these guys you could end up facing, do you think, you know, it's just really a matter of good tackling? You know?
Well, it normally when you give up explosive plays, and that's been one of the things that we have not done as well as we'd like in the regular season, it usually comes down to tackling or path to the football, and those are definitely areas that we feel like we have to improve on.
I saw some stat that Adrian Peterson averages like 4.1 yards after contact.
It's an amazing stat. Of course, Adrian has had one heck of a year. You can't imagine that he would have that type of recovery from the injury that he had last season and when he had it. And Adrian is a guy that you got to get multiple hats on, and you've got to make sure that you wrap tackle. You can't just go in there and try to knock this guy down. He's got great balance, runs with a lot of aggression, and when you do that, you got to be very sound in what you're trying to do in terms of tackling. And the best way to stop a running game is to make sure that you get multiple guys there, and you can have a free hitter. But you've got to have guys beat blocks, and that's why some of the emphasis this week is on the fundamentals of, you know, defeating blocks and getting off blocks and being able to pursue to the football.
Everybody loves to talk about quarterbacks, but it seems like the best running backs, the teams with the best running games, have risen to the top. I guess that's no accident.
Well, I think again, there's each team has a little different makeup. The 12 teams that are playing in the playoffs have a little different makeup, but I do believe this. You've got to be able to, you know, there's times in a game that you're going to have to be able to run the football, and you've got to be able to do that. And I think if you look, I would say all 12 teams that are in the playoffs, when they've had to, have run the ball.
Coach, speaking of quarterbacks, you're preparing for three very young ones. Does that present any extra challenge?
Well, it doesn't necessarily an extra challenge. Doesn't really matter who, you know, whether they're first-year guys, second-year guys, or 10-year guys, there are challenges in terms of your preparation. I think going into on the NFC side, you've got some young quarterbacks and you've got some athletic quarterbacks. And when you have athletic quarterbacks, it always creates issues in rushing the passer. These guys can extend plays. Not only that, but some of the quarterbacks that we could be facing are guys that will have to be accounted for as running backs.